This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The city of Aurora will no longer send police officers to Denver when the city requests help from neighboring departments. The Aurora City Council narrowly passed a resolution suspending mutual aid agreements Monday. Aurora City Attorney Peter Schulte.
The day-to-day actions where we have officers that work together along the jurisdictional boundaries of Denver and Aurora would not change. That's other aspect of the law that deals with those.
The move stems from a lawsuit filed in May against Aurora over who should foot the bill for police misconduct during the 2020 George Floyd protests. Those protests occurred in Denver while the Aurora officers were under the direction of DPD. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston declared a state of emergency today around homelessness. The declaration gives Johnston leverage to receive state and federal money to address the homelessness crisis.
The ultimate goal is we want to have a city where no one has to sleep on the streets. I think we want to make sure we can get people access to dignified and stable housing. And we know that the biggest part of that challenge is being able to work with the community to both finance and build and develop and site that housing so we can get people off of the streets where they're stuck and into housing where they can get access to services.
Johnston pledged to get 1,000 people currently living on the street into housing by the end of the year. An 18-year-old from Castle Rock appeared in federal court yesterday on attempted terrorism charges. David Daniel Meyer was arrested Friday while attempting to board a flight from Denver to Turkey. An FBI affidavit says Meyer repeatedly told sources purporting to be ISIS facilitators that he held radical Islamic beliefs. He could face up to 20 years in prison. There's gusty thunderstorms in Denver at this hour. This is CPR News.